The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into First Take. It is a Monday, so you know what that means. The Hall of Famer, the playmaker, my guy, Michael Irvin. Top of the morning to you, sir. I see you with your cowboy. We all have on our Cowboys blue.
Yeah.
Actually, today, in unison, you look handsome in blue as well. Good morning, Stephen A. Smith.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Our last day in L.A. We got Michael here. We're going to have a lot. We're going to have a lot of fun.
He knew this was going to be something. You look so good over there, my brother. You really do, man.
Listen, you've been in worse outfit. That does look good.
The tie clips fly.
I'm really, really, really still trying to get you to just get a haircut. Don King is retired, man.
Yes, sir.
You don't need
to. Why are you hating on that natural beauty right there?
I'm just saying, trim it up.
Boy, that's a
scissor it something.
But that's a fitting play right there calling me Don King, because Don King represented champions. I'm just saying, every word you drop, I'm going to use. I'm just letting you know. Okay. Go ahead, Molly.
All right.
Boost this thing. Let's go.
Let's go. We begin with America's team. Dak Prescott connects with CeeDee Lamb for a TD pass in overtime as the wideout waves goodbye to Pats quarterback Jalen Mills, and the Cowboys pick up their fifth straight win, Michael. Dallas getting their first win in Foxborough since the 90s. In 0-2, 35-29, Dak Prescott did injure his calf on that game-winning play. He will get an MRI on his calf today. Here's Dak saying all the right things.
Talk about the emotions of that play. You hit the game in one of your celebrations, and then you got a pain in your leg.
Yeah, I was just like, no way. Life keeps throwing punches, and I'm going to keep throwing them back. It's part of it. It's part of this game. It's a physical game we play. As I said, I'll be fine. I've got a lot of confidence in myself, the medical team, and as I said, I feel good. Obviously, this is precaution. Just more so thinking about the touchdown. It doesn't hurt as bad, obviously, when you score and you win the game.
That line right there, you know what, Michael, he even inspires me how he keeps punching back. I'm kind of jealous he's not my quarterback, in all honesty. Playmaker, but you have a message for Dallas fans, I hear?
Yeah, yes, sir. And did you not see this and how this runs so well together? I mean, you mentioned Don King. His first statement is about life punches, and he's punching back. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Life punched all of us.
Absolutely.
Just recently here in this pandemic, right? And I want everybody out there, Cowboys Nation, I want you to know, go get your Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Go get your Super Bowl tickets. Get them early. I'm trying to help you out right now because I know what it takes to win Super Bowls. I know what it takes to win championships. And on every level, I have won championships. And there are certain things woven through those teams that I see now in the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm telling you, go get your tickets early, because we will be in SoFi. I'm telling you right now, and we're about to break all of this down, buddy. Get your tickets, man. Get your tickets. It is here.
Do you want me to work all with of producers that right here to reserve? We can get the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. We can get Southern Steve some cowboy
Let's
hats.
Break this
cowboy
down. Let's break this
Should
down.
We plan it out? I mean, book the hotels now, get it going, Stephen A.? So we'll get a big
crowd. What do you see fault in this team? Do you want me to continue to tell you what it takes to build this team?
Do you
want
to speak before you give it to me? Or no? Yes or no?
Well, go ahead. What, you got something to say? Look, I can tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Well, why don't you say why first?
Okay, then let me tell you what I'm telling you. Because I'm coming. There are
all
certain things you watch as you go through a season. Mm-hmm. This is why we always say, well, you want to be playing your best at the end of a season. Mm-hmm. I sat right here on this desk and I went through these things. I said, oh, first I want to see when a team comes together, how this team plays. That first game we saw a passing game and Dak, it was an incredible game. Then we saw the running game come together. I sat right here and told you about those two commingling. Now it was time for them to bring it together. The defense has been doing what it's been doing. Now I'm telling you, you go through certain types of games. You win the games that you're supposed to win. You beat the teams you're supposed to put away. They put away the Giants and the Eagles. They played the game very close in their first game against Tampa Bay. And now they are putting away teams. Putting away teams that people didn't think they would win against. And what I saw yesterday, winning that dirty game. This was the last kicker. Usually you don't graduate this. I see you around week 10 or week 11, but the Cowboys have somehow gotten it in week 6. It's that dirty game where no matter where you want to go in this game, we're willing to go and win this game. We're not going to let you take this game from us. We always talk about what skill it takes in the National Football League to win championships, but we don't focus on the will that it takes to win a Super Bowl in the NFL. And I'm telling you, you saw will yesterday commingle with the skill, and that is the final stage for most, and we usually don't get this about week 12. I know this because I have built this in many teams as we have gone through a season, and when I saw it in week 6, you had 5 or 6 lead changes, and not once did the Cowboys bark down. They stood up every time and answered the bell. And in the last minute, when we got the ball in overtime, Dak said, this is it. This is coming after we saw the master put down the master. We saw the master put down the master last week. We saw what Bill Belichick, the master, did to Tom Brady, the master. So what does this make Dak when he puts more yards on you than you've ever had on you in your life? And here he is right now. Oh, my God. Leading this group of dudes that you cannot stop all over that offensive football field. He has every blade of grass covered with talent, and he knows how to get them the ball. Hey, Belichick did a great job in disguising some coverages early on, but Dak figured it out and won that game. Dude, I'm telling you, y'all go get y'all Super Bowl tickets. Get them early right now. Ain't nothing to stop this train because we even got more help coming. We got people hurt that are Pro Bowlers that are coming. Oh, I'm just.
Take a breath. Marinate on it.
I've never been so happy in my life. I slept like a baby. I ain't slept like that in 55 years. You know what I mean?
Okay. Stephen A., it was a commingling of will and skill. Obviously, you saw that commingling happen.
Couple of things. First order of business. Let's stop lying to the American public. You have been happier. That's when you actually did win championships. 3 last time I checked. Don't act like championship victories in Super Bowls, right? This eclipses those. It does not. You're lying to the American public. So that's number one, okay? I remember you being on a part of a 1-15 team. I remember Jimmy Johnson getting the job. I remember you pointing out who needed to be gotten rid of so we could ascend to astronomical heights. Jimmy Johnson, listen. Jerry Jones, listen. That's why they got the 3 Super Bowl championships in 4 years, okay? And that's why Jerry Jones still love you to this very, very day. I understand that you got everybody thinking this is Cowboy Central, all right? Because you know, Jerry Jones made a visit on the show to open your debut here on First Take. I get all of that. Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones probably somewhere smiling right now. My Libra buddy, Jerry Jones. I get all that. I understand where you're coming from. It's nice. And by the way, let me throw out a little faux pas there. First of all, I've never rooted against Dak Prescott. I was happy. I was very sad when he got hurt. Dude. I was very worried that he wasn't going to get his money. Dak Prescott has been sensational. 73% of his passes, he's completed 16 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions on the season. Last night, he threw for 445 yards. I got nothing to say about Dak Prescott. He is a leader personified. This brother knows how to galvanize people.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's break things together. And he is the number one individual responsible for any appearances of a cultural change that has taken place with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not here to throw any shade on Dak Prescott. He's that dude. Let me get to your Cowboys overall, however.
Come on.
This notion that these brothers are going to the Super Bowl, for you to sit up there and to do that to the American public, these Cowboy fans everywhere, I love the fact that you're setting up this level of misery that's coming your way, because I got news for you. It's coming. And let me be very, very clear about this. It's not the fault of Stephen A. Oh, it's not the fault of those sons. It's us other Stephen A. It's going to be your fault. You're going to be directly responsible for the misery, for the misery that's coming their way. I'm dead serious. Let me tell you something right now. I know you. Listen, it's real popular. It's real popular to sit up here right now and talk about the Cowboys. Let me count the ways. You lose opening night to Tampa Bay, but they the reigning defending Super Bowl champions.
90 seconds. And,
hold on. That's Tom Brady, okay? Marcus Spears, swag, goo, FaceTime, and me with 1:24 left with Tom Brady only needing a field goal. That's stupidness right there. That cost the Cowboys. That's a typical Cowboy fan right there. Now let's get to the games there follow. This 5-game winning streak. The Chargers are no joke, even though they looked like one yesterday. That's what happens when you ask a West Coast team to play at 10 in the morning on a Sunday their time. This is what happens. They looked like garbage yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens. That was an aberration. But that particular game where the Cowboys beat them 20-17, Dak Prescott didn't play well that game. He finished with a game-winning drive. They found a way to win. That's what winners do. Dak Prescott did it. I understand that. Then the next week, you go against Jalen Hurts. And then the week after that, you go against Daniel Jones. And then the week after that, you go against, I'm trying to remember, Carolina. I'm sorry, Sam Darnold. Don't get me wrong.
I'm undefeated in that number one defense at the time.
Yeah.
Without Christian McCaffrey. Let's remember that. But that's neither here nor there. The point that I'm trying to make to use this, I'm bringing up the level of competition. And then yesterday, what do we see them do? We see them go against the New England team. Now, we all know that New England ain't what they used to be. We all know that the man is in Tampa. We all know they ain't been the same since. And if you're Bill Belichick, by the way, excuse me, could you change something up? You rushing 3, you rushing 4, you giving Dak Prescott time to step back, you know, call his honey, you know, sit up there and say, you know what, I'm throwing a party tonight, y'all. What y'all want to do? Where we going to hang out? What's on the menu before he throws a damn pass? You doing all of that. And the great Bill Belichick makes no adjustment throughout the game. He rushes 3, he rushes 4, he drops back 8 or 7 in the coverage all game long, doesn't blitz the dude at all. You got to pressure a quarterback. If Tom Brady and others have shown you, whether it's Tom Brady, it's Drew Brees, it's Aaron Rodgers, anybody, if you pressure the quarterback, okay, it breaks pipes. It's going to compromise them. He didn't do that all day long. And then don't get me started with Mike McCarthy's yet again clock management issue.
They came rearing this ugly, working on it.
My foot. The bottom line is this. All I'm trying to say to you is this. Then we gonna give up. You got the safety that forgets to help Trayvon Diggs over the top, and you give up the touchdown to Bourne after the ball went through the receiver's hands. Trayvon Diggs, my defensive player of the year. Credit to him. And by the way, that brother can fly.
Former wide receiver.
As far as I'm concerned, Trayvon Diggs is the defensive player of the year. All I'm saying to you is this. I brought up an abundance of questions, not to mention the level of competition. So you can sit up there and lie to these people and tell them the Cowboys get your tickets now for so far all you want to. I hope they do it where they can't get no refunds so they can blame you for the money they got.
No, that's low.
Listen, if you so confident, don't get no refundable ticket. Go ahead and buy your ticket, Cowboy fans. Don't get a refundable ticket. Don't get a refundable ticket, all right? Because you're going to lose your money. And that'll be even more reason for me to laugh. They're going to lose their money. You wait.
Let me tell you something.
You wait. Keep talking.
There are things that you have to measure when you're looking at this train on this track that you see the Dallas Cowboys on right now. Don't just see what you see on the football field. That's one thing. But also hear what they're saying in the pressers. You know,
Dak,
Dak's presser where he talked about being in that situation, because it's not that I handled it. It's what did you see as I handled it? See, how did you see me handling those situations, those tough situations you're going to see again in the playoffs? Yeah. You're going to see them again. And the Cowboys handled them well. Not once did I see any pressure.
Who would they play?
No. We have to move on.
You can only play who they have on the roster.
Philly, Carolina, the New York Giants,
And yesterday,
Michael, we have to move on. My only concern is the coach. My only concern is the coach. We will get into that later, though.
And mine too, mine too. But he won the game, so we can't get down and kill every decision he made when it turned out he won the game.
All right, gentlemen, let's move on here. How about the Ravens? Outstanding play. Living up to Baltimore's mantra, pound the rock, play tough D. The secondary really stepping it up. Baltimore shutting down Justin Herbert, blowing out the L.A. Chargers 34-6. Let's flash back to Michael on the Chargers.
Man, Justin Herbert and them Chargers, man, oh, my God.
Yeah.
To see what they look like right now, Stephen A., it's scary. The Chargers right now with that defense. You know what they got on the front end on the defense in Bosa. You know what they back in on James.
Mm-hmm.
They right now, I say, top of team in the AFC right now.
Michael, you look so happy with the Ferris wheel behind you, Santa Monica Pier. So Baltimore is currently in the driver's seat in the AFC at 5-1, followed by the Bills, and then those Chargers. Michael, are the Ravens now the best team in the AFC, sir?
And as I tell you, I'm watching the Cowboys. I watch every team with that same eye to see what this team has as they try to move forward. And the Chargers were showing me great steps. Stephen, I hear you saying right now that, oh, yeah, you know, that's what happens when a West Coast team goes east and they have to play 10 o'clock on their clock. But that's what I'm testing them for. That's what I'm testing them for. I don't want to see and I don't want to hear those excuses when you're talking about a championship. Everything has to be about the championship, and you got to mitigate all of that and show up and play. I don't mind you losing a game, but when you get manhandled in a game, I gotta dink you for that. I gotta take something off, and they got manhandled. I understand you couldn't stop the run, but you cannot let somebody stop your primary way of eating. And they shut down Justin Herbert, and they shut down Mike Williams. And I said, oh, my God, where is that same deep heart? On the other side, I saw it in the Ravens. I saw it in that defense. I saw when they put Humphries on Williams and we're shutting this down. That's it for this. I saw the fight in the Ravens when they lined up and said, you can't run the ball. Austin Eckler, you're only getting 7 yards today. That's it. And then I saw it in Lamar Jackson, who we've all said he can't come back. Get up ahead, he won't be able to come back. He showed us that last week. And this week, he just went to another level. I see another level in their passing game now that says, yes, you're ready now to maybe take a step and go deeper in the playoffs. Not just get to the playoffs, but can do something when you get in the playoffs as long as you're able to make those plays that you've seen Lamar Jackson make now the last couple weeks from the pocket. And with that special ability he has, there's nobody else like him in the National Football League.
I appreciate the explanation, Michael Irvin. I truly, truly do. But the impetus for the discussion was how wrong you are. So let's keep that narrative live. The fact of the matter is, you're wrong. You're not batting 1,000. You're not batting anywhere near 1,000. And the fact is that since you're wrong about that, and I already said that you're wrong about the Cowboys, we're going to continue that narrative because we're going to monitor how wrong you are, how often you're wrong, okay? Let's get to this.
I didn't call for the sound. He requested it. I hope you know that, Michael.
Here's the deal.
I'm unbiased on the show.
I'm not going to leave you hanging because I'm not going to be hypocritical. I was raving about the Chargers myself.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to get beat down. But I'm going to throw a Melican there. I mean, listen, if you're sitting up there in SoFi, where you're telling the Cowboy fans to make their plans to come to, right? This is Southern California. I have to tell you, sit here over the weekend because I had the pleasure, you know, my girl here, Molly, treated me to a facial, man.
A spa treatment.
For my birthday. Oh. You know,
that really happened.
But love. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking.
By the beach.
You see how
glowing.
Fly I'm looking? Yeah. You see how fly I'm looking there so far? That's because of Molly. Molly had me at the spa.
She was glowing. Me to the spa. Okay? Michael, you missed out. You could have came for brunch.
You know, and then after that, I had to sit up there and give her a hug and console her because she's got to leave Southern California. Yeah.
It was a nice 18 days,
She's hurting. You know what I'm saying?
That was nice.
So what I'm saying, I bring that up, and the relevancy of all of that is that how'd you think the Chargers felt? about having to go across the country to play 10 o'clock in the morning their time.
Yeah, an early
that's
kick.
That's an adjustment, okay? Yeah. It's an adjustment that they were ill-equipped to handle. They came out flat, gave up two early touchdowns, all right? And that's really, you know, that's really what Durbin was talking about when he said, yo, we just came out flat, we put ourselves in a hole.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
But I don't need all of that to point to the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. Number one in points allowed.
One quick thing, though. But you see what I'm saying? I just told you, you got to listen to what's coming out of someone's mouth. Now, how is Derwin James telling me we came out flat? This is the measuring stick for where y'all are in the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear from Derwin James.
You don't want to hear that. But the point is, week six of the season, I'd rather hear it now to come playoff time. So
yes, you are true,
All right, I understand all of that. But the point is, you still want to hear it week six as opposed to the postseason. If it were the Cowboys saying it, you'd say, I don't want to hear it. But that's okay. It's only 6 weeks, week six of the season. So don't forget that now. All I'm trying to say to you is this. At the end of the day, Michael Irvin, here's what it comes down to, my brother. When we look at the Buffalo Bills, that's number one in points allowed, number one in yards allowed, number one against the pass, number two against the rush. Now, in the interest of not being hypocritical, I do pay attention to who they played against because we have to. Steelers' first game of the season, which they lost, in the Dolphins. Yeah. Washington football team, Houston Texans. All right. And we all know Houston and Miami, they shut out. Maybe, but ain't nothing to brag at home about because both teams are awful. You understand what I'm saying? Here's the bottom line. Washington football team, you got a muffler quilling quarterback for you. Go out and get Cam Newton, Ron Rivera. Go out and get him. Can't do work.
He got vaccinated. And he came out and said he got vaccinated.
There we go.
And he wants to play.
Because that's what it was going to take for him. To be allowed to play. Let's call it what it is.
Right.
And then
Buffalo ramshacked, just ran roughshod over the Kansas City Chiefs. All I'm saying to you is this. We're looking at Josh Allen. We're looking at Stephon Diggs. We're looking at the acquisition of Emmanuel Sanders, elevating their vertical game. We're looking at Devin Singletary run the football for them. I don't think he's anything that's shabby. And then you look at their defense, particularly their secondary, and they are no joke. We're going to see them tonight against Tennessee on the road. It'll be interesting to see how they perform then, and maybe we'll say something different tomorrow. But at the end of the day, right now, when you look at consistency in terms of balance, not an offense being prolific, not a defense being, just enormous and phenomenal, but it's both sides of the ball that they're getting. They're exceptionally well coached. Right. They're playing good on both sides of the ball. Oh. They got a young stud at the quarterback who can run and throw. They got receivers.
Right.
They got a running game.
I'll give you
they
the last word
defense.
Here, Michael. Right.
And Buffalo.
Yes, they do. And when they go up against the Ravens, we're going to see what kind of man they have.
Yeah.
Because when Josh Allen was running around, ain't nobody in Kansas City, they wouldn't even blow on him. Hey, but Baltimore, they're going to touch him. They're going to touch him. So that's a different defense that you'll be going up
against. Well, let me ask you this question.
We got to wrap this up,
since you're blessing us with the gospel of your divine knowledge. Hold on, let me ask you this. Where was that knowledge just a week ago? When you were talking about the Chargers.
It might be a blip, Stephen A. Early West Coast trip. It could be a blip for them.
What I also said, usually these manly things, these will testing, I'm going to see this in week 10. And right now, the Chargers failed it. Up to that point, the Chargers had passed every test. I'm looking
for
them
to pass. Remember what you said about Alabama? This could be a good thing.
Exactly. All I'm saying is, that ain't
moral victory. You love moral victory.
So I have to see another game where they can step in and say, no way. And I don't care about the clock.
Let's
I don't
go
care
to
about
break.
Anything. Nothing's going to let
Let's go to break. The Arizona Cardinals making easy work of the Cleveland Browns 37-14, letting Cleveland know there are levels to this and you can't hang. Oh, and no Cliff Kingsbury, no problem. The coach sidelined with COVID. Kyler put up 4 TDs, no picks. Baker, 2 TDs, 1 interception. Here is a banged up Baker Mayfield.
First off, how are you feeling with your arms in a sling? How bad is it?
Feels like
worse than the first time?
Probably. You know what? I'm going to get MRIs and stuff tomorrow, so we'll be able to find out more.
Do you have a sense if you'll be able to keep playing through this, Baker?
I do.
Okay, obviously, Baker frustrated there. Odell, also a hot topic last week. Still no TDs this season and a fourth down drop late. Chemistry struggles continue. Our quarterback, Dan Orlovsky, joining the show now. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning. What's going on? Good to see you guys.
See you, buddy.
Before we jump into this, Stephen A., I know you want to make
I just want, before we move on to football, because it's a football Monday, I wanted to take a moment. I was going to do it at the top of the show, but I got interrupted by this Cowboy lover. But I wanted to give major, major props to the Chicago Sky and the wonderful, great Candace Parker for the WNBA championship. I watched that game last night. It was sensational. Quigley, she was balling, but Candace Parker closed the deal as well. Congratulations to them. And I wanted to give props to my man, primetime Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
He implored the folks to show up to Jackson State against Alabama State for their homecoming. 53,500 plus showed up. Prime time. We're getting folks out there to show up, making a difference at an HBCU. I want to make sure I pointed that out.
For sure.
That's all I want to say.
And Candace Parker, her 14th season. That's talk about longevity. She's something special. Great on TV as well.
Yes, she is.
Okay, Dan. Let's get back to the quarterback, though. I know I mentioned Odell quickly. You've been very high on Baker. Do you still believe in him?
Oh, absolutely. I still believe in Baker Mayfield. I think everything that I say, Molly, has got to be kind of viewed or heard through the context of the shoulder injury. That's not an excuse. That's a reality. There is a reason why he's not playing up to his kind of potential and or level that we saw last year and certainly on the back half of his rookie season. And I think that's part of this conversation. That being said, you know, the things that I was disappointed with yesterday, the 2 early turnovers, understanding that you're playing at home against a team that doesn't have their coach, doesn't have a play caller, there's no Chandler Jones, don't turn the football over. You know, don't run around and create that fumble, and you can't miss on that big in route that ends up being an interception. I still believe in Baker Mayfield because I have said this since the time Baker Mayfield came into the NFL. He's got the one physical trait that I think is the biggest deal when it comes to quarterback play. Physically, his ball placement is spectacular. And it's not there, or it hasn't been this year, since this shoulder injury. And I'm not making kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card for him. He has to play better. And I expect him to play better. But I was disappointed with yesterday's performance. But it's not are you capable of for me in Baker Mayfield. I don't have the question of can he. I've seen it from him for extended periods of time in the NFL. It's this year, it has not shown up consistently. And since that shoulder is part of this, it makes me go, well, how much is that impacting his play? But I still believe in him 100%.
You know, here's the thing about it. It's like, first of all, listen, at heart, I'm a reporter and a pundit. I'm obviously not a guy that played the game of football the way you two did. And so, and I defer to y'all knowledge a lot of times. But then I'm also reminded that I am a reporter and I got 2 eyes and I can see. And Dan Orlovsky, what I pay attention to is the level of competition that you're going up against. So many times, so often when we look at Baker Mayfield and I'll make a statement like, I don't believe he could carry this team to the Super Bowl. It's not to say that I don't think Baker Mayfield can play. That he's some scrub that doesn't deserve to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League or anything like that. I'm saying nothing of the kind. What this man did in his collegiate career, before he ultimately came to the NFL, I got a lot of respect for Baker Mayfield. And that shoulder injury for him to stay in that game and to come back out and play, coming into the game with an injury and then aggravating it even more because you could see the way he twisted his arm when he went down and what have you. For him to stay in that game showed a tremendous level of guts. Nothing but props and respect he deserves. But when we think about Baker Mayfield, am I a believer? No. But it's not because he's a scrub. It's not because he can't play. It's because Lamar Jackson's in the division.
In the conference. Josh Allen is in the conference. Patrick Mahomes is in the conference. Justin Herbert is in the conference. Hell, Joe Burrow. Cleveland's 4-2. Cincinnati's 4-2. He's in the division, not just the conference. There's level of talent that you have to go against. And when I look at my quarterback, think about what we just finished saying when we were talking about Dak Prescott. We're talking about a guy that finds a way to get it done with his legs, with his arm, in the clutch, etc. What the things that he's done, no matter what you throw at him, somehow against San Diego in a nail biter, he finds a way. He gives the GOAT, Tom Brady, a run for his money. He shellacks, whether it's the Sam Darnolds or the Daniel Jones of the world or people like that. He shellacks the boy Jalen Hurts. He goes up against Mac Jones or Bill Belichick, rather. Bill Belichick didn't make any adjustments. We use rushing 3 or rushing 4. But somehow, some way, Dak Prescott still had Bill Belichick saying, yo, this brother's no joke. We don't talk about Baker Mayfield like that. We know he can play. We know he's not a scrub.
Right.
But when you look at, even though Nick Chubb wasn't there yesterday, when you look at a Nick Chubb, a Kareem Hunt, an Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry returning, Njoku at the tight end spot, your defense, you look at them, you're saying, this is the guy you question, not those other guys. And that is what the issue is. And by the way, it was 37-7. Y'all can go ahead and count the Hail Mary at the end of the half all you want to. Sure. It was really 37.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
7-7. They got beat down.
And if, when I interject here, I will use these terms because, Stephen A., you used the word. You said, I don't believe he can carry. And Dan said, I do believe in him. I believe that he can also guide. I don't believe he can carry. Dak Prescott carries a football team. But Baker Mayfield can guide this football team. He almost did it last year. They were right there. They were Rashad Higgins' little pass or play away from at least getting ready to take Kansas City in overtime or possibly win that game. So they were right there. But when we look at Baker, since he was a number one pick in the NFL draft, and we see guys like that who was a fourth round pick carrying, we say, well, he should carry. And I didn't use the word manage because I don't want Baker or anybody else to think I'm slacking them or slacking their ability to guide a football team. The way this team is constructed, Baker Mayfield can absolutely guide this team through a playoffs. You give him back Jarvis Landry, which is his short, whole short passing game. That's his comfort. You get him back. Yesterday, Odell Beckham had his best game, and he still dropped some balls. So to say we can't work Odell in, we can work Odell in. And I'm going to tell you something, Dan, and we talked about this. Let me tell you something. Dan, and I heard you this morning when you said when you saw him go down, you're like, he's done. I said the same thing. I said, he's done. That's it. You fall on that shoulder like that. I had that happen to me, man. Hey, this boy came back in that game.
In the same game.
Yeah. It takes that kind of fight to pull a place like Cleveland up. It takes that kind of heart. It takes something like that. And Baker has it. And Baker will make that throw. Now, sometimes you say, don't do that. But he will take that chance and make that throw. And that takes what Dan calls some onions to do it. And he will do it.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Playmaker. That's why I believe in him still. You know, I think he's cut from the right stuff. I think he's plenty talented. Now, and the context in which we view Baker Mayfield is a big part of this conversation. Because, and I would push back in regards to, in comparison to like a Dak Prescott. I don't think 2-3 years ago, Dak Prescott was a guy that was carrying a football team.
Right.
He unquestionably is ascended into that conversation. Dak Prescott has become a guy that the Cowboys can win a Super Bowl because of. Right now, Baker Mayfield has not proven that. He is a quarterback that the Browns can win games with. The downside with the timing of everything with Baker Mayfield is this. Lamar Jackson in his division and in that same draft class, Lamar Jackson is doing things that you should not do in the NFL team-wise. You should not be 5-1 with their decimation of injury. Now, Lamar Jackson's price right now is doing this.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Yes, I want everyone to, it is going skyrocketing, and Baker Mayfield's price is falling. And that's the
Josh
difference
Allen
between those
that
two
draft
guys.
Class too.
Hold on.
Correct. Josh
hold
has already been paid. But that's because those guys, and Lamar, I think the most, is carrying a team, is putting him on his back, and Baker had the opportunity to do that yesterday with all the injuries, and he didn't.
Well, see, I don't want y'all stealing my glory. Because here's the deal. I was going there. See, you bring up the fact that Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick. Baker Mayfield was a first-rounder. No. Baker Mayfield was number one overall.
Right.
Josh Allen was seventh. Lamar Jackson was number 32.
Yeah.
You're number one. So let's not act like the expectations are not fair. They are fair, especially in a league with a hard salary cap where you being slotted and picked where you were slotted and picked, you take up a chunk of money that somebody drafted lower than you doesn't get to take up. You compromise the ability to get others the way somebody taken lower doesn't compromise. And the expectation that you have with being the number one overall pick is more than fair. And all I'm saying is the brother can play.
Yeah.
He's not a scrub. I don't think they should be ashamed for having him or anything like that. I'm just saying there's dudes that were taken in his class.
Yeah.
That are better, and they both happen to be in the same conference, who will be, in all likelihood, who will be roadblocks for years to come to the level of success he's hoping to acquire.
And they didn't have to reach all the way down deep to pull their team up out of the slug it's been in for a million
years. Well, Michael.
Has Baker had to do
Michael, we'll see what he does on Thursday because he's got a quick turnaround. Please. He plays on Thursday Night Football against the Broncos. Arizona, the last unbeaten team. Dan, always a pleasure, sir. We'll see you in New York.
I see you see Dan with the glasses. The Dan with the glasses that's matching the tie. You see the glasses matching the tie.
Yeah, sharp.
Dan trying to do that. Clearly the wife put that together.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. His wife's something special.
Right.
The Green Bay Packers pick up their fifth straight win over their rival, the Chicago Bears, and Aaron Rodgers letting folks know, I own you and I still own you. And the numbers, they back it up. He's 22-4 versus Chicago. I love this Rodgers. The discount double check is back. And I don't know y'all, but it looks like he is having fun to meet.
Sometimes you black out on the field. in a good way. I definitely blacked out from a concussion, which isn't a good way. But I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. So I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
He, to use your line, he does not give a damn. And I love it. And he's having fun. And he's entertaining. And he's bawling. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing, Molly? This is what I wonder. When you guys show up every Monday, and Monday's been a great show, adding the playmaker
Thank
was really
you.
Smart. And
Thank
Stephen
you.
A. continues to be the third best dressed person on the show. And if I'm counting right, it's only one, two, three people. every week. Right. I mean, he sent the text about Dan and I both wearing Navy today.
That's
and
right.
So I said, you know why he's talking about us, Dan? Because he know he can't compete with the playmaker on Monday. And once again, the playmaker comes through with his LA style.
I mean, for playmaker with his zoot suits on, I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got to be you looking like a pastor. I mean,
hey,
Pastor Clark. It's not my fault that Ryan Clark and Dan Orlovsky showed up on Get Up this morning to look like Ebony and Ivory. You know what I'm saying? Had on the same suit, same color. Hey, look at that. Look at that. They're not, I mean, you got to be kidding me. That ain't my fault.
How are you going to compliment Dan and then hate on Ryan?
I was just talking about how this. I'm not saying that Alpha was bad.
No, but you complimented Dan last block, and now you're hating on Ryan.
I'm not saying the outfit is bad. I'm saying they had on the same thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
That's what I was saying. Ebony and Ivory living in perfect harmony. Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, for crying out loud. I didn't know they were going to get up, but they showed up this morning.
Playmaker, keep killing him.
You must be crazy. And by the way, since NBA Countdown's about to start, I was at the wardrobe spot yesterday.
Oh.
It's coming. You see, you keep talking, Rossi. You keep coming. Oh. The ward, all right. Okay.
Molly, he finna go buy them same three suits he wear all the time.
No. You got me confused with some other people on ESPN. I don't have no three outfits. All right. Let's roll.
All right. Are we done complimenting ourselves, all of us?
That's all right.
RC, I'll start with you. Are the Packers a legit threat to win the NFC?
I believe they are. And listen, this isn't the best Packer team we've seen over the last 3 years. You have injuries on defense. They're not necessarily functioning outside of Devontae Adams in the pass game. But Aaron Rodgers is starting to play at that level again where he's making sure whatever moment of the game it is, he's making the big play for the Green Bay Packers. If you go back to yesterday, it's 17-14. The Bears are playing extremely good on defense. He gets the big play down the field to Devontae Adams. The next play, he runs it in, or a couple of plays later, he runs it in with the pump fake, gets right inside the pylon, and then we know what happened next. It was the double bird, and it was the discount double check. Aaron Rodgers is again showing us that he's a top three quarterback in this league. He's also showing us that he doesn't need as many weapons as the other teams. Now, this defense has to get better, right? We need to see some more timely running from Aaron Jones to where it's more consistent and it's not just the big play or the big bang or dominating a team that's lesser against the run. And you get those things and they're right back in the NFC playoffs. And here's the truth. If you get Aaron Rodgers into the NFC playoffs, are there going to be many games where you pick the other quarterback? Last year, obviously, it was Tom Brady. This year, Dak ascending. But when you look at the NFC, Aaron Rodgers is still the most talented quarterback in it. And I believe in the Green Bay Packers because of him, not necessarily because I think this team is the best we've seen in the last 3 years with some of the injuries they have defensively.
And we've talked for years here, and certainly that's what Aaron Rodgers has used this last offseason, about the lack of talent that's around him right now in order for him to do some of the things that he wants to do, right? Okay, so Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. And when you put Aaron Rodgers on a football field, yeah, you may have an opportunity. But when I see this Green Bay Packers team as is, let me tell you my issues with it. Too much. And boy, trust me, I love number one receivers. I'm a pure number one receiver.
Adams, yeah.
And
right.
I love Devontae Adams. He's the best receiver right now in the National Football League. No doubt about that. But you put everything on Devontae Adams. And then who is that other person, that other guy that I'm going to need you to make plays with when the tough times come, when you get to those better teams, when you get to teams like a Rams, who has a Ramsey that says, okay, go get Devontae Adams. Who else can step up and win? So when I see the running backs, and they ran the ball well yesterday, both of those guys ran the ball well to support him and Dylan, so to support Aaron Rodgers yesterday. But Aaron Jones was the second leading receiver in that game again. You know, and that's going to be an issue down the road. Where is that other guy that I consistently say, okay, when you take this away, we have this to go to? Can they consistently beat you with the run game if you take Devontae Adams out? And this is the issue I have with the Green Bay Packers. They brought back Randall Cobb, and I thought he would be that guy. And I said, uh-oh,
because you got somebody. He doesn't have to be the fastest, biggest, strongest. He has it upstairs. He knows how to find those areas to make those plays. But he made no plays yesterday, not one reception.
Stop trying to employ the strategy where you get to do all the talking and we ain't got no time to come back.
No, that doesn't work with me.
That's ball control.
It's ball control. Let me make this real quick for you, okay? You're both right, because Aaron Rodgers is that ultimate equalizer, if not the ultimate difference maker, and we all know that, particularly come playoff time, all right? But you're right about the fact that you can't rely solely on Devontae Adams. They're not, because they're relying on their running game too, but it would be nice to see Lazard and others get a bit more actively involved. This is why I came on the air last week, and I pushed for the Cleveland Browns to trade Odell Beckham Jr. to the Green Bay Packers.
Boy.
I promise y'all, if Odell Beckham Jr. ends up with the Green Bay Packers, Green Bay Packers going to the Super Bowl. Not Dallas. Green Bay Packers going to the Super Bowl. Let Aaron Rodgers get his hands on Odell Beckham Jr. And let Odell Beckham Jr. be in Green Bay with Devontae Adams. Watch. You and I both know, RC, they probably wouldn't let it happen because they know it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the NFL. With Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball, having those two targets, because Odell Beckham Jr. is far from done. There's just levels between Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers, okay? They need Odell Beckham Jr.
Stephen A., they would veto that trade like the CP3 trade to the Lakers. They ain't letting that happen.
They ain't going to let that happen.
I think, though, too, when you look at Aaron Rodgers and what he's meant to this team, the playmaker is right. It's so much put on the shoulder of Aaron Rodgers or the arm of Aaron Rodgers and what Devontae Adams could do. But he mentioned the Los Angeles Rams and Jalen Ramsey. They tried that last year when the Los Angeles Rams were playing great defensively and Green Bay found a way. Are they going to make that play in the NFC Championship game, though? Think about this, guys. San Francisco 2 years ago, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, to a certain extent, haven't shown up in that moment. And so we're not worried about being 5-1 right now. How does this team progress down the stretch, and where and how are they playing once the playoffs start?
If somebody step up and say, I am he. I am that other guy that will make plays when Devontae Adams starts getting slowed down. I am he.
If you gotta double it,
I am he. They won't.
We gotta roll. RC, we'll see you on television later, and RC debating Stephen A. on Friday. He's with us every Friday as well. I don't know what the bow's for, but I'm gonna roll.